My nightmare of AI begins with high school. My two kids are, one is graduating in about a month, the other one is somewhere in the middle. They are post high school, and I thank the universe for that. High school is probably one of the worst universes there is. And I say that not in is like a criticism of today versus later. It's just part of development. There's this phase we go through as humans called pre-consequence, where we don't actually understand the consequences of our actions. And this is prominent in high school. And so we get in this weird spot as a growing organism where we are too big for our bodies, we don't know how to physically control our bodies, and we don't know how to control our brains, and we don't understand the consequences of not doing both of those things, right? That's why being in high school is so dangerous, and that's why we all, on one level or another, you know, exhibited or participated in lots of really unhealthy behavior, self-destructive, that later in life you'd go, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, right? Now, where this lands with my nightmare is you take a 13-year-old girl. She's a freshman in high school. She's got a rough home situation. She's never been very popular. She has low self-esteem because she spends way too much time in the wrong places in social media, and she is in a low place. And she gets in a fight with some mean girl. I don't mean that as a pejorative, but I guess, you know, high school is high school. Okay, so gets in a fight with a mean girl. The mean girl has some knowledge of the internet, but not much. She now knows that there's this website on the dark web. It's the sketchy part of the web. That you can basically go on there and for $5, you can hire a harasser. So this harasser is a human. You sort of pick what age they are, or where they're from, right? You insert them into the social media. They are incredibly adept at communicating with other teens. They're incredibly adept at integrating with existing groups and understanding the dynamics of something like a particular high school that this girl lives in. And this harasser begins saying things, generating pictures, generating text. And she gets lower and lower. Huge scandals around her and her high school that this thing generates. And it continues, unstopped, and it crosses different social media. And it begins sending her emails. This 13-year-old girl kills herself. Happens every day. Now, within a couple years, I'll be able to download that and create 1 billion of them in 10 seconds. This is a fundamental threat to us as a species. We are on the cusp of indistinguishability of reality from synthetic. And that's really, really scary. We're sort of seeing some of this now in some public discourse, and I don't care where you lie on the spectrum, but there's a lot of information. There's something called the dead internet theory. Anybody heard this one? The dead internet theory says there's actually nobody on the internet. It's all bots talking to each other, right? But there's lots of this stuff floating around the internet, and it's getting less and less real. And our ability to understand what's real and what isn't is getting harder and harder and harder. And here's the thing is that this AI is going so fast. It's astonishing. Things that I didn't think would be available for 20 years are available in 6 months. It's absolutely astonishing. And it's a Pandora's box, and we really don't know what to do with it.